Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. A great time of worship with God's family here at Deer Run yesterday as we continue our Summer with the Sun sermon series, working our way through what's known as the Sermon on the Mount, a teaching that Jesus did all at one sitting that we're taking all summer to unwrap and to dive into. And this week we're focusing in on being righteous. And each part of this sermon series is about being. Being rather than doing. And focused on who we are in Christ. Because who we are will, determine what we do. And I know being righteous can be a little bit confusing when it comes to the Bible. Because the Bible says there are none righteous, no, not one. And then Jesus comes along in this teaching of his in Matthew chapter 5 and says that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees, you will in no way enter the kingdom of heaven. So there's an expectation that we're at least more righteous than what the Pharisees were. The secret is, it's not a righteousness of our own, but rather a righteousness found in Christ, as his blood cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And so each morning this week, we're going to talk and pray about the righteousness that we have in Christ because of the blood of Jesus, the righteousness that's been declared to be ours. I'm going to kick off the broadcast week here talking and praying about being protected by righteousness. Part of the armor of God that Paul writes about, that God gives us, listed in the book of Ephesians, is a breastplate of righteousness. In fact, Ephesians 6, verses 14 and 15 lists some of those armor elements. He says, "Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace." As we think about armor and using a comparison of something that the Ephesian readers would have been familiar with, seeing Roman soldiers, knowing the armor that they would wear, it seems strange to think about a soldier being fitted with sandals, with footwear that's what directs them towards peace. But in the midst of this part of the armor of God that Paul writes about is this breastplate of righteousness. This piece of armor that protects the heart, it protects the vital organs of an individual. In many ways, it protects the life. And God says it's righteousness. The righteousness that we can't obtain on our own, the righteousness that we don't have on our own, but the righteousness that comes from Christ that protects our heart, it protects our vital organs, it protects our life. And we live at a time where without that breastplate of righteousness, the enemy has plenty of ammunition to wound us, to even mortally wound us. The accusations fly freely because, there's truth in them. Our thoughts have not always been pure. Our actions have not always been pure. Our words have not always been pure. We've not been righteous. And so the enemy can very easily wound us gravely with elements of truth that says, my righteousness really doesn't exceed that of the Pharisees. I'm in trouble. But the breastplate of righteousness isn't our righteousness. It's the righteousness found in Christ. And because we've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus, because we've been washed and protected, those accusations have no basis for sticking to us. They have no basis for gravely wounding us. You know, we may not like them. They may sting, but they're not going to destroy us. You watch various shows, you talk to people that have been fired upon wearing a bulletproof vest. And while the vest saves their life, they will be the first to tell you that doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. It still comes with force. But it provides the protection it was designed to, just as this breastplate of righteousness doesn't mean the attacks of the enemy, the attacks that the enemy uses people to deliver upon us, it doesn't mean they have no sting. But we're protected. They have no bite. And we live life being able to say, well, God's taken care of that. The blood of Jesus has cleansed me from that. That's not who I am any longer. God doesn't hold it against me. I'm not holding it against myself. We clothe ourselves with righteousness because of Jesus. And that righteousness protects us. We talked at the end of last week about, or the middle, towards the end of last week, about the false accusations, about the insults, about the persecution because of Jesus. And Jesus says we're blessed. In the midst of all of those, because of His promise that we belong to Him. We're blessed because those persecutors have no eternal hold on us. Those who insult us, those who falsely say things about us because of our relationship with Jesus, have no eternal weight. We've been set free. And it's the righteousness that we have in Christ that protects us so that we live. And we live in Christ. And so today, when the accuser lines up against you and comes at you with whatever ammunition he might have, live as one protected by the righteousness found in Christ. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need to have that protection from the persecution, from the insults, from the accusations, the protection of being blessed and knowing that our life has been spared because our sins have been washed. Our unrighteous thoughts and deeds and words have been cleansed. The accusations fall to the ground. They hit that armor, that breastplate of righteousness, and they bounce back. And our heart and our life is protected. God, help us to live with a constant awareness of this breastplate of righteousness. To daily put it on. To deliberately remind ourselves that the blood of Christ has cleansed us from all unrighteousness. that even though we're not righteous of our own doing and never could be, that we've been declared righteous because we've been found in Christ. And God, in that righteousness today, may we lift up Jesus as our protection, that as we lift up Him, He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.